think so.
Yeah, I can just hear it.
Can you hear it?
When you moved that, I could.
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
Is it on? Is it off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'd like to call this Schofield Town Hearing Meeting for February 9th to order. We'll go with roll call. Debbie Redford.
Here.
Karen Bricky.
Here.
Kim Urkola.
Here.
Ralph Brinkerhoff.
Here.
Jim Levanger here, and Melissa Holloway.
Here.
All right, and Brad has called in and said he won't be here for this. So I just want to say this town hearing is to discuss the, it's public comments regarding a proposal for insurance. But I don't know that we're going to get a lot done with that tonight because we don't have enough, we have more questions than answers. But I guess really what I would like to know is how do people here in town feel about, would you even like us to pursue something like this for high bills from leaks, from faucets, plumbing, toilets, etc.? We have Janelle from Rural Water. She's trying to help us find some, maybe some other options that we could use for insurance. The problem with the one that we're looking at is it's a opt-out rather than an opt-in, and nobody seemed to want to go that route. But with that said, I guess I'd just like to, we'd all like to know if this is something that we should even pursue. So, if you'd like to. They were $2 for $1,000 worth of coverage, and then it was, $235
a month.
A month, yeah. For.
$25.
Yeah, okay. All right, so they're saying $1.75 per month for $500 worth of coverage per occurrence, $1,000 for $2 a month, and $2,500 for $2.35 a month. Anyway, somewhere along those lines. Problem is they wanted everybody to sign up, and then anybody that didn't want it would have to sign, would have to opt out. And that didn't seem real popular. I don't know.
So they wouldn't allow just individuals.
Well, it didn't seem like they wanted to go that route. They wanted to.
They wanted everybody.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah, they wanted everybody, and then whoever didn't want it opt out, but you had 60 days to do it. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess a lot of people could forget to do it in 60 days, but after they got their first bill, they probably wouldn't forget. I don't know. I mean,
is this supposed to be starting or?
No.
Oh, not yet.
No, no. This is just to see if we even want to pursue this. If anybody's got questions or comments, feel free.
I don't want it.
I'm the same way. I don't trust them. You know, because if as a group thing, you get them, and you don't know if it's a company that's going to try to find ways to weasel out of it if they file a claim.
Either that or raise it.
Yeah. You know. It starts out at $2
and put it in the bank.
Yeah.
And it'll pay for itself.
Well, there were some high bills around town, I know that. There were some leaks, and this would take care of that. That was the whole idea behind it.
We could each do it if we wanted, but not everybody has to do it. That's just a good way of doing that kind of a business.
Well, that's why maybe I could find something else that wasn't an opt out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There may not be anything.
Jim, what would you say the average league bill has been, would you say, just a guess?
Probably, if you tally them all up and divide them out, probably $300 or $400.
What do you think it actually costs the town when they have a leak with this simple water system we have?
That just depends on what line it's on.
Well, just by the spend, like in the water. Let's say it's on my side and the water leaked and I'm out of bill. What does that really cost the town in terms of expense?
Well, it doesn't really cost the town anything if it's on your side.
Right. And that's who the insurance is for, too, so.
No, the insurance is for, yeah, for the individual.
Yeah, for my water leak and I ran up a big bill.
Yeah.
So, you should create your own policy.
I guess so. I mean, I know there was one gentleman in town that had a water leak and it was substantial. It was $800. So they can get big.
Why don't you just look into, I'm sure there's some legal reason why you can't, or somebody's going to stick a foot in front of you, but let the town have fun. And if I want to pay $2, I pay it to you, and then if I have a leak, then it gets paid for.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely a question for a lawyer.
What about homeowners insurance? Does that cover it?
Your plan has, or your plan
is my plan does, that's why I'm asking.
You have the service line endorsement on your...
Who?
It's
a rider.
It's a rider you have to have on your homeowner's insurance, and it's called a service line endorsement. I looked on our manufactured home policy that we have insured, and we don't have it. Depending on who you're insured through, you might have it on there. But most of the insurance companies, they offer it for $10,000, which is the excavation part. But if your home is older than 25 years, or 50 years old, then you only get like $2,500 towards it. But it runs, it usually averages about $6 a month. So you might have it on your homeowner's insurance, and you might not. But in Salt Lake, that's the coverage rate, and excavation costs in Salt Lake run about $5,000.
So what I'm hearing from you, Star, is that it could possibly, because I can actually see the value in it for a lot of people here in town. I don't know that I would necessarily get it, because I've got the newer like for people who are not here very often and you're not there and you can't hear any water running, this could actually be helpful. It would be cheaper than adding it to an insurance policy, right?
This program.
That program, would it?
But the coverage isn't as good on an older home, and there's a lot of older homes.
But I don't know that.
On insurance.
But I don't know that. I don't think that's the case with that program.
Right.
So I can see that it does have that value for us, particularly all the people who are not here very often. I don't know how many people would actually stay in the program.
Program, right.
How are you going to hear water run?
I've heard it. At our house up in Sandy, we heard it.
Yeah, but here? How are you going to hear water
run? I don't know how I did, but I did. We ended up with like an additional $80 bill, but it was, before we figured it out. But anyway.
I was thinking most of the homes around here their homeowners insurance wouldn't do it because of the aging.
Oh, that's interesting. See, that's sort of.
That could be.
I don't know. Maybe mark that down as a question to make sure that whatever ones you look at, if you decide to look into it, that you make certain that on these older homes, that this is going to be applicable to them. That actually has some value in that case. That's interesting.
But is there an interest in this room, in this being looked into?
Well, but...
That's what I'm thinking.
So nobody really has any interest in extra insurance for this?
There is a company, and I think it's in here somewhere on this packet, HomeServe, that you can get individually, and it does do different things besides water and everything. It's kind of like when you buy a home and you have that home warranty deed for a year. It's kind of that type of policy.
Kind of extended sort of thing.
Yes, that you can purchase on your own, but I...
The home warranties are normally run around $40 a month.
Yeah.
So, that's why I was looking into something that was more... Yeah, cost effective, a couple of bucks, $25 a year to insure against leaks, I thought might be a good deal, but maybe it isn't, I don't know.
I think it's worth looking into, just to give people an option. $25 a year is all?
Well, yeah, there's $2 a month, and for $1,000 worth of coverage, I thought it was a pretty good deal, personally, but, but it's the opt-out thing that gets everybody. Nobody wants to take the time to say, well, no, I don't want it. So, I don't know.
Do you have a percentage of people? Would they even consider a percentage of people that want it?
Well, I could ask them that, yeah.
Well, why not ask? I mean, like the gas company that time, they had to have a percent.
Well, we did.
Let us have a percent.
Yeah.
Or if you have a meeting where you're signing up for it and have the opt-out papers right then and there and have people...
Well, they give you, yeah, the way they do it, they sign it. They want to have a list from the town, and then they want to send this proposal out to each individual landowner or property owner. And so they can then either opt in or opt out. And so they take care of all of that on their end. They just send it out, and if anybody wants it, you can sign up. If I can kind of see their point, because they want to try and get enough people on it to make a dollar themselves, you know. It's not a lot of money. I mean,
they wouldn't have the address. They wouldn't even be able to reach out to anybody without this information.
Right. They've got to be able to.
That would be their
yeah.
That would be their.
That's their contact, right? Yeah. Yeah. And so, well, even if you went for the higher coverage, what did I say it was? $235 a month or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And that was for 15?
$2,500.
That was for $2,500. So that's still, you know what, maybe 30 bucks, a little over maybe, a year. Pretty cheap insurance, I thought, but...
You can also ask them at the time, somebody mentioned they were worried about, bait and switch, basically. You know, if you come to this rate, then they're going to raise it. Ask them how often they have those rates.
Well, there's that.
That's what that means.
See, that's just it. We just don't know how. We've only been approached by this one entity called Servline, and so now we're just looking to see if there's any others that might do this. I don't know. This seems to be kind of a niche deal, you know. I mean, I don't know how many of these do that kind of stuff. I'll look into it some more. I was mainly just trying to see if, because I was getting a lot of pushback on the opt-out. If it was opt-out, it didn't seem like anybody was wanting to do it. And so it seemed like maybe it was not worth pursuing, perhaps. I don't know. But it could save some money for people, I think, in the long run. especially for people, absentee owners, it just really seemed like a good deal for absentee people. Well, even if you're here, Paul, you had a leak, right? And you were here.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's only a little over a set time.
Oh, no, come on, it was a 12-pack.
So, I don't know. 101.
Well, Jim, with what you're saying, the county's going to send out the notice.
Yeah.
If you don't sign it, you walked out.
Right.
So it seems like it would be easy for people to opt out. They just don't sign it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, but what other companies have you notified other than Squidward, Servline?
Yeah, well, I don't know of any other companies, Ron. I mean, this is the first company that I've seen that does this. There might be others. I don't know.
Well, you said that Janelle at Rural Water is
going to... She's going to look.
See if there's any others. This is the only one that night that she was here.
Right.
She said she knew of this company and was reputable.
That's what she said.
And that's all you knew.
Yeah, the lady from Rural Water said this is a reputable company. She's heard of them before. And I thought she said they're using them over in Gunnison.
One of the local, it's somewhere near.
Yeah.
And maybe Helper's looking into it or something.
I'm not sure.
She said something.
Is that just outside leaks or in the house leaks?
Well, I think they have different plans where you can go inside and outside both. The one here is for outside, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, we probably should close this meeting down unless somebody's got something else to start in on the next one.
So are you going to look at it or what are you
going to continue? Well, I guess I'll continue looking. It looks like there's a little bit of interest here.
I'd be interested.
I'll keep looking and see what they say. So, and maybe Janelle will come up with something.
Is there a number of people that have to sign up in order for it to be effective for the whole town? Or, I mean, that's what I want to know.
Well,
we don't know.
I guess.
Well, in this one part on the sewer septic line, it says that home service is part of this serve line deal. And again, on the part that I've handled through our insurance company, home serve has been very good about the water line things.
Okay.
So I have not had complaints on those in Salt Lake.
All right. Well, I just mainly wanted to see, because it is kind of confusing how they've got it set up, I just wanted to see whether there was enough interest to keep after it or not. So it sounds like there is, so I think I'll just have to get this guy in a Zoom meeting and get some better idea of what's happening. With that, do I have a motion to close the...
I make a motion to close the hearing.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Time is 6:34.
Time is 6:34.